To the dismay of many in Hespler, two free resources that were provided by the public have been closed down due to extensive damages. The little library that offered free books at St. Andrew's Church on Queen Street suffered so much damage last month, it needs to be completely rebuilt. The door is gone, I don't even know where it went and the entire roof was broken off, said Ministries Coordinator Joni Smith. The books were stolen and the damages far exceed what can just be repaired, so the church turned to the community to ask for help. There was an immediate response from people willing to lend a hand and help replace the broken library. I really want to focus on how the community has responded, said Smith. What's done is done, and now all we can do is look towards the future and how we can offer this valuable resource back to the public. The little library wasn't the only free resource destroyed by vandals in the last month. The little free pantry on Ramsey Avenue was also damaged beyond repair. The vandals stole personal property and pantry products were taken and smashed on the street. We just can't keep this up, said the pantry's owner Amanda Willick. The pantry was a partnership between Willick and Julie Sawatsky of the 519 Community Collective, an online Facebook group that provides food, services and community engagement for those who need help. Angry residents of the Hespler area took to social media to voice their frustrations on the repeated damage. That is so sad to hear that few ruin it for the many that may need it, wrote Donvan. What in the world is happening to Hespler, the library at the church and now this, added Linda Turner. With so many people today requiring some help, it angers me that there are people who are taking food and destroying it. Do they think it's funny, asked Terry Ann Howard. Some people blamed local youth, but Smith isn't so quick to point the finger. A lot of people think that these are just kids going around and breaking these things. People are so quick to judge the kids, but if they're 19 or 20 years old, they aren't kids anymore, Smith said. For now, St. Andrew's Church is in the process of working with a local metal fabricator, Pedal to the Metal, and a member of the church to rebuild the little library stronger than ever. The original builder of the library made it resemble our church, and we would love for him to work with the fabricator to build something that can last another 10 to 15 years, added Smith. The food pantry won't be returning to its spot on Ramsey Avenue. Once it is rebuilt, Sawatsky and the 519 Community Collective plan to move it to another spot in the region.